Tigal Tarsha Balpa. Zag the Sugya, Dav Chaf, Shir number 29. Shir Chaf test. Here we go. We're in the smack in the middle of the Sugya. We're trying to address the question that the Oilam over here were mechavin to. The questions of the Maram Shik. The biggest Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, most famous Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. What is the question that everybody was mechavin to? That the Gemara says, if I rent somebody's house in Florida, yeah, we have a resident Floridian over here, okay? I rent somebody's house in Florida for Pesach, and my check-in is at 11 a.m., Erev Pesach. Do I say the house was already checked by Shammai, right? The maskir, the landlord? Or do we say that it was not checked? I don't know. I can't assume that it was checked. Maybe it wasn't checked. And therefore, maybe the renter, the tenant, is going to have to check. That's the Gemara's Shiloh. So everybody asked, I don't understand. What's the Havamina? There's a question of whether it was checked. Even if the guy is not the world's biggest Talmid Chacham, making Siyumim on Sefer after Sefer. But still, can't we assume that the guy is a good Yid? He's a kosher v'yosher Yid. And therefore, he probably checked. The guy had a mitzvah to check, Leil Bedikas Chametz. Like the story, somebody knocks on Rav Shlomo Zalman's door, Leil Bedikas Chametz. So Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks to himself, a Yid is knocking on the door, Leil Bedikas Chametz, it's got to be an emergency. Everybody in Klal Yisrael is busy doing Bedikas Chametz. Leil Bedikas Chametz. What else is he doing, Leil Bedikas Chametz? Right? It was not. He just wanted to watch Rav Shlomo Zalman do Bedikas Chametz. Right? Shlomo Zalman said, if you have a father, go watch your father. That's who you should be watching. Al Kopanim, everybody in Klal Yisrael learned, I mean, does B'dikas Chametz, Leil B'dikas Chametz. What's the Havamina? What's the Gemara Havamina over here? Maram Shik is on the case. This was our question on the Gemara. And in order to understand the Gemara's question, let's take a look at what the Maram Shik tells us over here. Such gewalt guitar by Maram Shik. But before we dive into the Maram Shik, let's remember that that was our question. The Maram Shik does ask this question. We're mechavin to the Maram Shik. But before the Maram Shik asks our question, he introduces another question. And this brings us into the incredibly geshmaka world and very deep world of rovs and chazakas. Maram Shik says, Rove of Klal Yisrael, what are they doing, Leil B'dikas Chametz? 51% of Klal Yisrael, at least. Yeah? 80% of Klal Yisrael. Oh, what are they doing, Leil B'dikas Chametz?
Bedika.
So there's a rove of Klal Yisrael that doing Bedikas Chametz, a Leil B'dikas Chametz. In all culture, we follow the rove. You know what the Gemara says? Gemara says that, let's say a person, he wounds his father. Gemara says, he wounds his father. Rachman al-Tzlam. Terrible. Ma'kei aviv imoi. What's the rest of the pasuk? Mos yumas. Very good, Yankee. Ma'kei aviv imoi, mos yumas. Pasuk says, "Chayiv Misa." So the guy, they bring him into court.
Some people don't go paintballing and stuff with their parents.
Oh, very good. Yeah, that's right. Can't go paintballing with your parents, right? Got to watch out. Gemara talks about doing surgery on parents, taking out a splinter for a parent. A lot of shilas. Yeah. So there's a lot of shilas over here. Listen to what happens. A guy wounds his parents, right? And then they pull him into court to aid him. The witnesses. And they say this guy is Chayiv Misa. So he says, excuse me, Rabbi Isai. This is the court of law. You need to have proof, right? Prove to me that this guy is really my father. Yes, I wounded him. But who says he's really my father? Oh, yeah. Do you know he's really my father? You don't know. My mother, potato, you could prove to me who my mother is. But you know who my father is? You don't know who my father is. How do you know who my father is? What?
You know his
mother. You know who the mother is, but who? How do you know the father? Could prove who the father is. Can't prove who the father is. The Gemara talks about this in Chulin. The first parak of Chulin. We spoke about this. Yes, in Bava Tzia we spoke about this, right?
DNA test.
And Exuvus. How do you prove who the father is? Zog the Gemara. You know what the Gemara says? Gemara says you use the concept of Roiv. You use the concept of Roiv to prove who the father is. And we're gonna kill the guy based on Roiv. Roiv situations, if there's a husband and a wife, they're married, so then the kid is from the husband.
Doesn't matter.
Right? That's why it says Roiv. use Roiv to be able to kill the guy. You hear what's going on here? Roiv, we kill the guy. Memela Zakdamaram Shik. We have a concept of Roiv. We're going to use Roiv. Roiv people check the chametz in the house. Roiv people check the chametz in the house. What are we going to assume? That this guy also checked. Shammai checked his house before he rented it out. He's part of Klai Yisrael. He's one of the people that we can assume will say he's part of the Roiv. Doesn't that make sense? He's part of the Roiv. And then what's the Gemara's question? Did he check? Did he not check? Of course he checked. There's a Roiv that he checked. Well, he didn't kill a guy based on a Roiv. Of course we're going to assume he checked the house with chametz. Right? Rum likes the kasha. Yeah, what do you say?
These days, we go after Raiva from people or Raiva hidden?
That's a good question. I don't want to discuss it right now. It's a very good question. I don't want to discuss it right now. Okay? Lean out of 115. Okay. So now, this is Maram Shik's question. Bomb question. What does he say? He says like this. It's going to depend on a big shayla, a very big shayla. What's the shayla? The shayla goes like this. When I have a roiv, so I follow the roiv. I follow the roiv, very nice. But what about the miyut? You're going to ignore the miyut? What happened to the miyut? There's 20% that don't check the house. Maybe this guy is part of the 20%. Maybe he's part of the 20%. The concept of roiv says you follow the majority. You ignore the minority and you follow the majority. Zog, the maram shik. But let's say I have another reason to assume that the reality is like the minority. Normally, when there's a raiv against the miyot, a majority against a minority, so what do I go with?
Right.
The raiv. Yankee on fire. Right? But in a situation where I have another factor, another reason to say like the miyot, like the minority, so what am I going to do? I'm going to say it. It becomes even. It becomes 50-50. Wow. And therefore, zakt. Palga, palga. There you go. Yeah? Avi's favorite term this year. Yeah? Palga, palga. It becomes 50-50. So therefore, zakt maram shik. In this scenario, it could be we have another factor. What's the factor? Maybe we could add into the equation the fact that there's vadai chametz in this house. There's for sure chametz in this house. What do you mean there's Peshaw chametz in the house? Do we know that there was chametz? Do we not know there was chametz? The Ran says, he quotes a Ran that says that you can assume that a stam house for sure has chametz. So Mamila, I have two factors going for me to say that there's chametz currently in this house when I arrive at 11 a.m. One factor is that stam house has chametz. Another factor is 20% minority, the miyot. Two factors against the one factor of the majority, it evens it out to become 50-50. Rum has a gevaldik question, wait a second, but maybe there's a concept of Ruba b'chazaka, Ruba adif, that when there's a rov against the chazaka, maybe we go with the rov anyway. Excellent question, we're going to have to leave it on the side for now. Okay? But the Maram Shik is opening up our eyes to the question of rov, and what he's doing is, he's telling us that really the shaila is talui in a machlokas. It's talui in another shaila. What's that machlokas? What is the status of stama house in Klai Yisrael? Do we assume that there's chametz in that house? And mimele, you have to go ahead and check. Or do we say, no, maybe not. Maybe there's no chametz there. You have to first show me that there's chametz. And then I'll have to go check. But maybe I won't have to assume that this chametz, I don't know. What are you saying?
Everyone's eating chametz the whole
year. Yeah, Seder. Some people. I know people that are gluten-free. There are people that I know that are gluten-free. They don't have chametz in their house all year round. All year round, their house is kosher for Pesach. Beseder, they eat rice, and they eat Doritos, and they have hummus, but it's all kinios. It's kosher for Pesach. And you're allowed to have that in your house for Pesach. Okay? If you're Shvardi, you're even allowed to eat it. And if you're sick or you're a kid and you need it, you're allowed to eat it. Allah Chalamayz, even if you're Ashkenazi. Don't ask me questions on that yet. But at the end of the day, Zak Demaram Shik, if we assume, like the Ran, that there's for sure chametz in the house, so then maybe the kasha is not so difficult of rov. But let's assume for a moment the other way. That maybe we don't know for sure that there's chametz in the house. Right? That's also a shita. So then we go back to our original question. What about Raiv? Maybe this Gemara, Shammai, for example, he lives in Florida. In Florida, they're very into health. And, you know, they have all sorts of gluten-free stuff. We don't know for sure if they have chametz there. We don't know. So in that scenario, what are we going to do? We're going to say, go by the Rove. The Rove wins out. 80% wins out over 20%. Even 51% wins out over 49%. So what do we do? Bedika or no bedika? It should be pashat. It should be pashat that this guy did a bedika. The maskir did a bedika the night before. It should be pashat. Comes the Maram Shik, and here he gets into our discussion. Listen to what he says. He says such gevaldig stuff. Point number one that he makes is that there's two types of roiv. Two types of roiv. One type of roiv, we began discussing this a little bit on Thursday. One type of roiv is a roiv which is based on
majority.
Nature. It's based on majority, but what type of majority? The majority of nature. Meaning we know that most animals that are born healthy. Most people that are born healthy. It's the way of nature. It's the way of the world. People are not generally born with a hole in their lungs. Maybe 1% or whatever, less than 1%. I don't know exactly, right? So that is a majority that you can assume whatever is going to be. Every baby that's born, you could assume that that baby is going to be a baby that does not have a hole in the lungs, right? You'll be allowed to say a bracha on the pidyon haben. You don't have to assume that this person is not going to live or whatever it is, all these different childs that maybe come up, right? But then there's another type of roiv. Let's use Shalom, for example, okay? Shalom went to basketball camp. So he hits, out of 10 free throws, he's going to hit 9 out of 10 free throws. That's a majority, right? It's a majority, 9 out of 10 free throws. So now when I give him the ball, do we know, based on the roiv, that he will hit this free throw? We don't know. We don't know. Why not? Because every time that he puts up the shot, it's a brand new shot. There's no nature here that there's a following a course. It's a brand new metzias which has brand new question. 50-50. Will it go in? Will it not go in? We don't know. Now, maybe there's a likelihood that, and you'll say, I'm willing to take a risk. I'm willing to bet money on it. But as far as the halacha of roiv is concerned, as far as the halacha of assuming that it's 100% kosher, you're allowed to eat it, for example, so that the rule of roiv does not apply. Where does this come up, halacha lemaisa, by the way? In Shechita. In Shechita, this is mamash, a real halacha lemaisa situation. You have a shaychet, he shechts 100 cows. They check out of the 100 cows, how many of them were kosher? 92. 51 out of 100 cows. Okay? The majority of them that he shechted were a good shechita. The majority that he shechted were a good shechita. Okay? Now he does one. And you weren't able to check. For some reason, something happened. You weren't able to check if he did a good job on the shechita. Could you assume, based on the roiv, that it's a kosher shechita or not?
No.
No! Why not? Because every time it's totally in his action. And since it's totally in his action, therefore, you don't follow the rule of roiv. It's a roiv atali b'maisa, and therefore, it's a brand new discussion every time. You maybe can, you know, assume the majority, and you're willing to take a risk as far as betting is concerned and things like that. But as far as halacha of kashrus, halacha of roiv, that now you know for sure, that we say no. Roiv atali b'maisa, do not follow the roiv. Question.
Based on that, we're also saying, let's say we know that everybody searches, does bedika.
Yeah.
We can't even trust that because we don't know if everybody's doing bedika properly.
That's right. If there's a situation where you don't know that everybody's doing properly or everybody's doing bedika, etc., properly or not even doing bedika baklal, etc., you don't have a rove over here. The idea of rove by bedika is a rove atoli b'maisa. Yeah.
Rove atoli b'maisa is regarding an individual.
It means that it could be anything, but the point is that the rove is created through an action that a person is doing, as opposed to a natural reality. Okay? So this is number one. Number one, we'll hear your question. Second, number one is Zukt the Maram Shik. As far as our question, what about the rove? Rove people do bedika? No, there's no roiv over here. Why is no roiv? Aye, there is a roiv. This type of roiv doesn't qualify lehalacha as a roiv. Why? Because it's a roiv atal b'maisa. Yeah, what is that, Yaki?
So the person was talking about it, that how come by action it doesn't work even most times?
Because
even, let's say, by bedikah, even if the last 5 years, every year you check, every year is a new thing. So
exactly.
Every year, even though you check,
That's right. Like
I still have the option. I checked the last 10 years, but
That's right. Year
I still have an option.
100%. It's like a person's bechira and his avodas Hashem. Right, even if a guy comes to Shacharis every single day, but every day he has a new bechira. I could yes come, I could not come. But the guy came to Shacharis in the past 5 years. Doesn't make a difference. He still has a new bechira. Right. He could come to Seder every day is a brand new thing. Yeah.
Is being mafkir a mitzvah?
Being mafkir? Yeah, 100%. Doesn't have it's not a natural thing happening by itself. A person needs to do it. It's the mitzvah of a person. Okay, so this is the introduction of the Maram Shik to our question. Now that we took care of Roiv is a gewaltige question with a great answer. Beautiful. Zuck the Maram Shik, but it's still difficult. Why? Because he says, what about the good old Cheskas Kashrus? What about Cheskas Kashrus? Our question. Can we assume that every Yid is keeping the Torah mitzvahs? Can we assume that a guy is doing the right thing? He goes even further and he says, let's say, this guy, like Rabbi Rosenblum said, if Shama would invite you over to his house, would you be allowed to eat the food? You'd be allowed to eat the food. Why? Because you trust that Shama is serving you kosher food. We rely on Shama. We assume that he's a good yid. He's keeping halacha. So now all of a sudden we're suspecting maybe he's not doing the bedikas chametz? How does that work? What happened to the concept of cheskes kashrus? Why are we relying on the fact that he's a from yid, he keeps the Torah? And here, what Shlomo said, definitely is going to play a big role. This is obviously true only regarding from yid. If there's a reason why you already know that this guy is not a from yid, he doesn't care about Torah mitzvahs, so then in Echanami, this cheskes kashrus issue is not negiah to him b'chlal. But when it comes to a from yid, somebody that you know, he keeps the Torah mitzvahs, he should have a cheskes kashrus. Why is there a cheskes kashrus? Zog Yanki, what is he? Taina, an incredible chiddush. If Yanki wouldn't have said it, who would have ever said such a thing? A wild idea. Listen to this. Maram Shik says it, Teretz. Mind-blowing idea. He says, yes, every yid has a cheskes kashrus, but only for mitzvahs doraisa. Is that how you guys learned the Maram Shek? That's how Yanki learned the Maram Shek. Only for mitzvahs doraisa, he has a cheskes kashrus. But over here, what's our discussion? Our discussion is regarding a mitzvah derabbanon. Which mitzvah derabbanon? B'dikas chametz. Zot the Maram Shek, b'dikas chametz, mitzvah derabbanon. And mitzvah derabbanon is, there's no cheskes kashrus. Is that wild? No cheskes kashrus for a mitzvah derabbanon. Only for mitzvahs doraisa, this cheskes kashrus. Maram Shik tells us that's the way it is. What?
I'm saying Rashi would hold because also doraisa.
Very good, excellent point. That's Shalom's issue,
not
right?
Here.
But it could be an hour sugya. Rashi's going to agree that we're talking about a situation where there's already bittul involved, and that would bring it down to derabbanan.
We know he's not there to
ask. He says that in the previous Gemara.
He's not there to ask. He says it in this Gemara.
But Rashi says in the previous question of the Gemara, the mitzvah, I know you're talking about the dig of Mitzvah's Chama, we'll talk about it in a second, right? In the previous Gemara, Rashi tells us that the issue of Socher and Maskir is only issue of B'dikah Durabanan because we can assume that there's Bittul taking place, and therefore, it brings it down to Durabanan. Shalom is bringing up a dig even in our own Rashi. Let's read the words of Rashi. Rashi says, Mimach zekinan le lahai maskir devadai bodko emesh. Do we assume that the guy for sure checked last night? Kim mitzvahs chachamim? Like the way the Chachamim were mitzaveh, or not, right? So Zak Shalom, you see, it's Derabanan.
Yeah, if he wasn't ever asking, how do you even know if there's no Bedikah?
What?
I'm saying the whole case is that he was...
You're right, we don't know if he did Bedikah, but we could still assume that he did Bittul. That's what it seems.
How?
You're saying no?
I'm saying if he's not even there to ask him about Bedikah, the whole case is where the guy rented the house, and the guy's he's not there to ask him about anything.
Even if he didn't do Bedikah, but why does that mean that...
Why do you assume that he did Bittul? It's only the rice or whatever you do first. If you do bedikah first, it's the rice.
It's Rashi.
Yeah, the both the rice depends which one you do first. See, why do we use, I'm saying the whole case is not there.
Okay, fine. You know what? Shlomo, I like what you're bringing up over here. You're bringing up the fact that according to Rashi, it's Doraisa. According to Tosfos, it's Derabanan. Another Rishayim is Derabanan. But according to Rashi, it's Doraisa. And therefore, according to Rashi, you want a Taina that it would still be considered that he has a Cheskes Kashrus. Because it is a Doraisa. I, Shalom, says, hey, it's only Derabanan. Rashi says, Mitzvah Chachamim. That doesn't bother you for some reason.
No, no, I'm saying, okay, I agree that maybe over here he believes that it's the Medika Derabanan.
Yeah, but you just don't know why. Where do you get it from?
Where do you get that from?
Said it. Okay, fine. Said it. So we'll leave it on the side for a second. But the Yesod HaDvarim of what the Maram Shik is telling us, we hear. Right? What's he saying? He's saying that the idea of Cheskes Kashrus is only true by Mitzvah Doraisa, not by Mitzvah Derabanan. And over here, we're talking about a Mitzvah Derabanan. So therefore, there's no Cheskes Kashrus. Therefore, we have a question. Did he do the Bedika like the Mitzvah Derabanan? Or maybe he didn't. There's no Cheskes Kashrus by the Derabanan. Shlomo says, maybe here it's not Derabanan. What do we do about the words of Rashi? Mitzvah is Chachamim. We have to discuss it. Let's just first try to wrap our minds around what's going on over here. Is he for real? There's no Cheskes Kashrus by Mitzvah Derabanan? First of all, I mean, a lot of Klai Yisrael doesn't even know which mitzvahs are Doraisa and Derabanan. You know? What are you going to say? By Derabanans? Yeah. There's no Cheskes Kashrus. That's not how they teach it in seminary. That's not how people grow up. People grow up, they do the Torah mitzvahs. They do what they're doing because this is how they grew up. We know which ones are Doraisa, which ones are Derabanan. How many people don't know that? Somebody this morning, just this morning, I was talking to somebody and he told me that the machlokas of tefillin of Rashi or Benu Tam should be categorized as a, it is a din derabanan. This is what he told me. It's a din derabanan. And the reason why there are people who put on both is because you have to be machmir on this derabanan, this type of derabanan, which he was in the middle of trying to explain to me how. But Al-Kabani, you understand this? We all know that tefillin is not derabanan. Tefillin is doraisa. But I'm just trying to bring out the point that everybody knows that you have to do the mitzvah, but who knows which are deraisa, which derabanan? Not everybody knows which deraisa, which derabanan. Ram Shik, by deraisas, cheskes kashrus. By derabanans, I don't know. It's chiddush. But why is it a chiddush?
Deraisas are much more intense than
deraisas. That's true, but I'm pointing out. Do you even know which ones are deraisa, which ones are derabanan? No, many people don't even know which mitzvahs are deraisa, which mitzvahs are derabanan. So what are they going to do? They're going to be makbid on whatever halachas they know about, right? So either they're a guy who is not makbid, which chas v'shalom, a yid is not makbid. Nah, of course, a yid is going to be makbid. He's a chesed kashrus. Talking about from yidin. So what's the other option? He is going to be makbid. So he's going to be makbid. L'chari is going to be makbid on everything. Elamai, what are you going to say? He's going to be makbid on some things that he knows are deraisa, the other things that he knows are derabanan, he won't be, and the things that he doesn't know, so then, which way is he going to go? I'm saying it's a funny thing over here.
Conservative people figure that out.
Conservative people. I'm not bringing around from conservative people. Can't use them even for a minion, nothing. Forget it.
Those are the exact people that are.
We're not talking about conservative. Well, no. Ramesh has tshuva about conservative. No minion. Even a person is avel and he needs to say kaddish with a minion, etc. Ramesh told him, don't join a conservative minion. Even if it means you'll not be yechid, it's nothing. Okay, so zakt. But at the end of the day, this Maram Shik, very important Maram Shik, it's not only the Maram Shik's Chiddush. I'm going to share with you guys a little bit of the sugya for you for a second. There's a famous Magid Mishnah on this topic. You all recall the Magid Mishnah, right, from previous sugya. Magid Mishnah is known as one of the experts on the Rambam. And there's a famous Magid Mishnah. It's in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet. It's very famous Magid Mishnah. And now you're about to know it too. The Magid Mishnah says that there's a halacha. Ein adam osa bila so bilas nus. A person when he has bia with a woman, so there's different possibilities of what that bia could be. It could be his nus, or it could be a hechatimta of kedushin. And Zakta Magid Mishnah, he says that there's a concept chazaka. You hear the words chazaka. That means if a person is having beer with a woman who is a pnuya, so then it's probable that he's trying to be mekadesher with that beer. Why? Because Look, the Magen Mishnah, that Isser has to be Doraisa. Because if it would be Derabbanan, isn't what he says? If it would be Derabbanan, then there's no chazaka that the guy would try to do the right thing. People are over Derabbanans, and they're not careful about it. Talk to Magen, this is a famous Magen Mishnah, and from here, many Paiskim bring down this Yesoid of the Maram Shik. And when it comes to Derabbanans, Yidin do not have a Cheskes Kashrus. It's incredible Chiddush. But the Raisas, people are very careful. Like Tully is trying to argue. It's very Chamor. By Derabbanans, people are not so machbid. Ah, the rabbis made it up. Whatever. We don't have to do it. I'm sure you guys heard that before.
Yeah.
Okay? So there, that's this Magid Mishnah right here. People are not Nizar, and it's the Maram Shik. Maram Shik is bringing another application. Zok to Ar Sameach. And other Achroidim, Master Rokeach, right here on this Rambam, Ar Sameach is in Gerushin. They say, no. That's not true. Of course, Yidin are Makbid even on the Rabbanans. Of course, Yidin are Makbid even on the Rabbanans. Such a thing? Yidin are not Makbid on the Rabbanans. Yidin have a Cheskes Kashrus for the Rabbanans too, 100%. What's Pshat in that discussion? Magen Mishnah, Beseder. We'll talk about it another time. It's a Arichus. But let's recognize that there's a big machlokas over here taking place. Do we have a Cheskes Kashrus for the Rabbanans or not? Ram Shik and the Magen Mishnah here are saying no. And that's Pshat in our Gemara. What about all the other Achroidim who argue and say, yes, we have a Cheskes Kashrus even for the Rabbanans? The Ar Sameach in Gerushin and the Meister Rokeach over there on that Gemara. How are we going to explain? What's Pshat in our Gemara? And here we get to Shalom's Rashi of Mitzvahs Chachamim. What is this din that we're talking about? What is this din? Bedikas Chametz. What are we talking about? Zakt Rashi. What time did the rental take place? What does Rashi say? Shachris. In the morning. What happened if it would be in the middle of the night? Let's say it would be in the middle of the night. Then it would be a different halacha? What's the halacha? What's going on over here? Why does Rashi say Shachris? What's going on? Why does Rashi say Mitzvahs Chachamim? Mitzvahs Chachamim? Bedika is Mitzvahs Chachamim? Bedika is Dindoraisa, Shlomo says. We know Rashi. What's Mitzvahs Chachamim? Who said there was Bittul here? The Teretz is, Efshar, we can say, that of course it's true that Bedika is Shaykh to Doraisa. 100%. Bedika is Doraisa. You need to do Bedika Doraisa to get rid of Bali Rabbali Matzah. 100%. But when is it Doraisa? At what point in the day is that the Doraisa? The fact that I need to do it the night of the 14th, is that Doraisa? No. That's Mitzvahs Chachamim. What element about it is Doraisa? The fact that it's going to save me from this Doraisa Bali Rabbali Matzah. When does that kick in?
When does the Beto?
When does that kick in? Erev Pesach El Chatzos. Erev Pesach El Chatzos. That's the moment of Doraisa that is Negeh to Bali Rabbali Matzah, Negeh to Bedika, Negeh to Bittul, all of those discussions. Until that point, it's Derabbanon, to Mitzvahs Chachamim, to do it before that. And therefore, we have to realize, you might very well hold that Klal Yisrael has a Cheskes Kashrus for Doraisas and for Derabbanans. It's very possible. And still, you could have a Shiloh in our Gemara. Did Shammai do the Bedika or not? Why? How could that be? Because our discussion over here is not whether he was Mevatel on Isser Doraisa or an Isser Derabbanan. What are we talking about? In terms of some of the Achrayim, we're talking about Azrizus. We're talking about a Maila. We're talking about something special to do it earlier than later. That's the Nekuda of doing Bedikas Chametz at this point in time. Not an Isser Doraisa. And not even a regular Isser Derabbanan. Mitzvahs Chachamim, says Rashi. Mitzvahs Chachamim. it's very shayach that that's the nekuda over here. We could hold, you have a cheskes kashrus for the raisa, you could have a cheskes kashrus for the rabbanon. But when there's, we're involved in chumras, we're involved in hidurim, right? You ever hear those guys? Oh, yeah, chumras not for me. Hidur, it's good, this is good enough. It's good enough for the Eidah, it's good enough for me. You ever hear those guys? Right? I'm so with on the Eruv, it's good enough for the Eidah, Eidah Charedis, it's good enough for me. Right? Chumras, forget about chumras, forget about hidurim. Ikar halacha! Say the Gabor. That's our Gemara's Shiloh. Now we understand we have two ways of looking at it. Either we say there's a din cheskes kashrus by the raisas, but not the rabbanan. And then we can say our Gemara is talking about the standard din the rabbanan. What's going on? Does he have a chazaka? Not a chazaka. Or even if you'll hold that there's a din cheskes kashrus by the rabbanans, we can say that the pshat in our Gemara is that it's not a regular iser de rabbanan. It's something which is even lower madriga than that. It's a maila, it's a hiddur, it's a chumrah, etc. That type of thing. Mitzvahs chachamim. Okay, with this in mind, we understand the Gemara's shayla. Mezvah Hashem. Hopefully we'll have a chance to review it tonight, and then we'll see the Gemara's tarets next. Thank you.